It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
There are different levels of friends that you have. Mm-hmm. There are some friends that you would do anything for. Like you'd give them a kidney if they needed it.
Yeah.
And then there are some that you'd make the ultimate sacrifice for and give them a ride to the airport. Or pick them up from the airport. That's how I judge friendship. I know who my close friends are because those are the people that will give me a ride or pick me up from the airport.
I like how you're not giving the ride.
No. I don't give anybody a ride. And Michelle, who's on the phone today to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call, has a friend that she was supposed to take to the airport but couldn't do it.
Okay.
And now she needs to call her friend and explain something to her. How you doing, Michelle?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. Thank you for your email and thank you for agreeing to do the Awkward Tuesday phone call today.
No problem.
All right. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your email?
Okay. So a few days ago, I was supposed to drive my friend Kelly to the airport. And she had a big job interview in Atlanta, so she was going to be flying out. And I didn't make it.
Is she like your best friend?
She's one of my best friends. She's like a really good, we've known each other for a long time. She's someone I really, really like being friends with.
Okay, and when you say you didn't make it, like you called and you canceled on her, or you just never showed up?
I wasn't able to get to her in time. Like, she actually ended up missing her plane.
Oh. Yeah, so did she miss out on the job interview altogether?
Yeah, she missed out on all of that. I felt horrible. I mean, she had some, like, missed calls and stuff, but I didn't get any of them.
So she couldn't get to the airport, missed her flight, I'm assuming, and missed her job interview.
Yeah.
I bet you felt pretty bad about that.
Oh, I felt horrible. I still feel horrible. I feel the worst because I lied and made up an excuse to her.
Oh, you didn't tell her the truth of why you didn't show up?
No, I just panicked. I just told her that my grandmother passed.
What?
Yeah.
And is grandma still alive and kicking?
Yeah, she's still fine.
So you actually told her that your grandma died and you couldn't pick her up because of that?
Yes. When I told her, she understood. I mean, she's a really good friend, but...
Yeah, your grandma's dead. I mean, she's not going to be like... you know?
Really?
I mean, but that wasn't the truth. I mean, truth was oh my gosh. I went out drinking the night before and got totally wasted and spent the night with some guy I met.
What?
Oh my God.
So you hooked up with a random dude that you met that night. And that's the reason that you couldn't pick her up and she missed her flight and then missed her job interview.
Oh my God.
I didn't mean to. I just had more fun than I was expecting to have. And I slept through all of her calls and texts. I didn't even get them until later.
You're like the worst friend ever.
I know. I feel terrible. That's the big reason I want to do the Awkward Tuesday phone call is because I feel like I need to get clean.
So you want to tell her that you lied about your grandma dying?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
And then tell her the truth about why you couldn't take her to the airport.
Yes.
What do you think she's going to do when you tell her that?
I don't know. I hope that she's kind of cooled down from the incident so she's not as upset. And I hope she just understands. I hope she's not mad.
And why do you want to do this in an Awkward Tuesday phone call?
I just have no idea how to even go about this. You know, it's kind of a big deal. And I don't want to lose one of my best friends just because I made a mistake.
Let me ask you this. How old is your grandma now?
82.
Any chance that she could kick the bucket like in the next week or so?
Oh, no.
Oh, jeez.
Because if you just let that happen naturally, it kind of works itself out, and then you don't have to tell her the truth.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. I'd be so upset if I was in your situation because I honestly feel like if I lost my best friend, it is possibly worse than me divorcing my husband. Like, that's how tight we are, you know?
I know. Maybe I should just make up another lie. You know, because I really don't want to have to tell her I got hammered and just hooked up with a guy.
Yeah, that's what I think. Just keep coming up with different lies.
No.
It always works out. Like
that's how Jubal lives his life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't. Okay, well, we'll give you some advice. I mean, that's the deal, is you want our advice, we'll give you advice, and then you make the phone call. This is going to be a tough one, though.
Yeah.
If she had just missed her flight and she was going on vacation or something and got another flight, that's a different story. But she missed a job interview because of the whole thing.
Yeah.
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 You ruined your friend's life. You know that, right?
Oh, man.
All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, give you some advice. Have you call her and make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on.